Hi, lovely. So I haven't done a podcast for a very long time, and in that time, everything has changed, and I can't express how divinely guided it's all been, how incredible it feels, but also acknowledging like the mess that how messy it's felt. And I think if you stop listening now, I just want you to take out of this that things don't have to be perfect. Things don't have to be in this straight line. That's not life, you know. So you might take the odd little wrong turn. You may do a project that doesn't work out. That doesn't tell you anything other than to tweak slightly what your plan is and to keep going. And what I want to share, what I want to do with this podcast now is to check in every Wednesday with a little voice note like this to tell you about what's happening so that you can learn and I can document what it takes to build a creative business. Okay, because this is my second time around, so I have the benefit of hindsight, but that doesn't make it any easier. In fact, what happens is there's a lot more complications. I feel that my mindset keeps looking back, keeps telling me that I should know better. I should be winning by now. I should have this in place. And at the end of the day, I'm a mum of two. My time's very limited. Whatever I'm doing, I have to drop at, 10 to 3 to go and get the kids, and then that's my day over. So it's not like and it wasn't like that when I started my first business. When I started my first business, I was in my 20s. You know, I was young and youthful and I didn't have kids and I could work on into the evening when I felt inspired. And I think as a creative, it's so important to harness that creativity, and it's really hard when we have to drop the ball or drop whatever we're doing. No matter what we're doing, we could feel the most alight and amazing, like completely on task and aligned with what we're doing, and then our phone will go and we've got to literally drop everything to go and get the kids. There's no leeway, there's no sort of hang on a minute, I'm in a meeting. You have to be there to pick your children up, and that changes everything, because it's not just, even if you pick them up and came back and then got on while they watched some telly, you've broken that flow of energy. You've broken your thoughts are more staggered, if that's the right words. And that's what I'm finding this time around, that I can't think in a straight line for very long. And, I know what I want to do, but because I'm interrupted a lot and my working day is so short, it really interrupts the flow. And I think when we're creative entrepreneurs, we need that flow. So just be really kind to yourself and know that if you're struggling with that and just feeling that you can't make headway, it's really normal. And what I'm doing is creating a planner for myself. So I really do, I know that when I know what I need to do, I can get it done in record time. And so can you. You know, a lot of our problems with creative is we've got a head up in the cloud, we're dreaming, we've got loads of ideas. But there's always things that we need to do, like daily tick lists and things. So that's what I'm working on at myself at the moment. So whilst I've got lots to do, that's what I'm focusing on today. Like, that's literally what I'm doing. I'm on Canva. I'm creating myself some pretty planners. I'm sure, that could look like a complete waste of time to many, but I know that if I have that all mapped out and I know what I've got to create and I have myself tick lists, the rest of the time is mine. Okay. So that's what I'm feeling. The other thing that's coming back to me is remembering that when you're starting a business, how much money like flows through your fingers. You start this business to make money, and yet in the early days, it feels like you're hemorrhaging money all of the time. Because I'm outsourced, I'm trying to outsource a lot. But first time round, I did it all myself. And this time, I want to stay in that creative energy. So I'm outsourcing quite a bit, and that comes at a big cost. And, investing in new stock. And when you're a creative, if you're developing things yourself, you have to go through so many materials, so much waste in order to get the right products. If I think about, I've literally got a massive box of half used candles, or, candles that I've lit once that just aren't what I want to be putting out with Rhea. So, there's that cost. And that's why we have to charge a really good price for what we do, because it's not just the price of the object you're selling. It's all of the development time, all of the materials that you've wasted essentially to get to where you are. So it's also recognizing that. But I also know that when I started my first company, the Keepsake Company, it felt the same. Money was going out, but I've lived the most incredible life because of it. So I remember taking out a bank loan and feeling like more money was going out than coming in. And it took me a long time to start paying myself because I was investing everything back into the company. And I think sometimes we have to do that. And when you're in retail, there's a big mindset shift. I see a lot of creative business owners who focus and fixate on having to make money from that first order, from that first sale. And I, in a lot of Facebook groups, you know, they're sort of upset that they've only made £5 from that whole order or something. And yes, it is frustrating. And, you know, I've just sold something now for £25. And actually, when I look at it, I make very, very little. But I understand that that is a connection with a human being. That person has bought something from me. And if I can nurture that relationship and, you know, keep going, that's going to turn into more sales and she'll recommend me to more people. So in the early days, yes, it doesn't feel like you are making much money, but you've got to stick with it. Like, you've got to go through that. There's very few businesses which you can start for nothing and start making a good salary from the beginning. So you do need to invest. You know, there's cheaper ways to do things. You can do things on shoestrings. You know, I truly believe that you can make things work, but I just wanted to sort of have a bit of a conversation around the feeling that money is literally, it's just going out faster than it comes in the beginning, because sales take a while to ramp up and to get going. And also being really grateful for every order that comes your way. So when my phone went ka-ching about 10 minutes ago, I was like, oh, thank you. You know, it still makes me do a little happy dance. And I look and go, oh, I've probably made a fiver, you know. But I know that that fiver could turn into 50 or 500, you know. And the more you reach out, the more you grow your customer base, and the more you keep in touch with them and have all the systems and the funnels in place around that, the more it's going to start to grow. So it's not about looking at that one-off order. And this can apply to every single business. It's not, when you're in business, it's not looking at that single order as a standalone thing. You have to look at what they call the lifetime value of the customer. So if someone's bought something for you, what are the chances that they'll come back and buy a gift for a friend or a family or at Christmas or special occasion or treat themselves again? That's quite high. As long as you do a good job and you wow them, which should be part of your strategy anyway, then it's very highly likely that they're going to come back. So, you know, if you are selling things on Etsy or wherever you're selling your own website and the profits aren't showing at the moment, just stick with it. You know, as long as you've got a plan at the back end of turning those customers into repeat buyers and business, then it's all going to be okay. So that's really what's coming up for me this week with starting Ria, my new creative business. And I just wanted to share that and start the process with, because I haven't done a podcast for such a long time. I've forgotten how to speak and I can't even remember how I get this audio onto Apple iPod. So podcast. So I thought I'm just going to break the silence. I'm going to record something. My plan is, that's what I've been planning out today, my content commitment. And I would like to do a Wednesday check-in just like this, just audio, to share like the reality from behind the scenes. And the other thing I just want to make, you know, do a nod to is how, as women, female entrepreneurs, not only do we have all the other stuff to deal with in the shortest amount of time possible, especially when you're a mum, we also have our hormones that get in the way and scupper like our energy. And you know, I've been feeling like everything's going brilliantly and yet I feel quite flat today. And that's my hormones. You know, it's you know, it's that time when I just feel a little bit flat. And there's nothing really I can do about that apart from recognizing it for what it is and building that into my flow and my plan. So today wouldn't be a good job, a day to bulk create content, you know, that I'll save that for a couple of weeks' time. And you know, maybe today the energy of what I need is that earthing, grounding, planning, which is what I'm doing. So it's not like a creative day for me. So it's also recognizing those flows and those periods in our time. You know, I've heard our lives talked about in seasons, you know, again, the female cycle aside, when you're a mum, when you've got little children, that can be all consuming. So understand that's all consuming. You're not superwoman. You're not on this planet to burn yourself into the ground and trying to like be everything to everybody. Know that your time will come. It's a phase, it's a season. And if you're watching other people, like, it's so easy on social media to watch other people like flying high and joyful and they're living the best life, and you're at home with a toddler around your ankles going, I just can't get anything off the ground, this is so hard. You're in different seasons and your time will come, but only if you look after yourself. You know, if you burn yourself out now, or you talk yourself out of your dream, then, you know, things will just stay quite heavy. But when you give yourself a break and just think, this isn't, you know, this is my season, I've got little kids, May is six, and I'm only just coming out of that fog of thinking that I have some time for myself. You know, she likes, this is my mum guilt, she quite likes going on Roblox with her brother, and that's like a massive release for me. She doesn't need entertaining, she's really happy on the computer. And so that gives me some extra time and headspace, you know, so I could cook dinner. But, you know, having to do that with a someone that's crying and demanding of your attention, it's really hard. It's very wearing, and it can really draw us down. So if you've got little kids under the age of six or seven, just know that it's really hard. And even if people are making it look easy on the outside, it's not always the reality behind. And that's what I want to do with this podcast, is keep it really real, share with you truthfully how I'm feeling and what's going on. And there will be podcast episodes where I am flying high as a kite, but know that I also have weeks when I'm just like exhausted by life, because I'm a human. I'm a human just like you. I'm a human like everyone else. And I don't feel the need to try and hide that fact. You know, let's embrace our humanness. Let's embrace that aspect. So I'm going to leave that there. Have an incredible day, and I shall speak to you very soon. Lots of love.